where?
7 o'clock. Oh. It's the Mitzvah Jaskol. Jaskol? From the Kofi Yeshiva.
Haskell?
Haskell. Yeah.
Where do we meet?
And one of those two chassid is the Kovacs. Yeah.
They came in. So come last week. Did that be telling you?
No, he came over to me and said, oh, I know you, you know. He came over to me.
All four packets? No, no. You already have these. This is just, this is five. So.
Okay. Okay, everyone, so a couple of things. Okay. So, Mr. Katan, do you know Mr. Katan here? Very chashuv Talmud here. He's became a grandfather in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Supplement packet 4. I doubt we'll get to 5 today.
Only
had the 4. Yeah. Probably not going to get to 5 today because, but well, you have it in the. Okay. So we discussed last time that the shear of a kesem to be tame is kigrisva od. And we'll have a separate shiur on, you know, how they, exactly what, how big that is. A nickel, a quarter, a dime, whatever it is. But the question is like this. What is the story if you have multiple drops? Tipin. But they're not touching each other. So do we say that the multiple drops are metzuref together or not to make a shear of kigrisva otim imitame? What do we say? That no, each drop is nidon b'fnei atzmo. So the Gemara says here on Nun Ches Amud Aleph, page 1. Boy, Rav Yirmiya, kishir mahu, kishur mahu, tipin mahu. So, what's the din of tipin? And then they also ask, what's the din about different shapes? You know, circular shape, shear is like a circular shape, shur is like a line, kishir rutsu of an eagle, right? Because a bracelet is a shear. A bracelet. So it's a round, round shape. Kishir, kishura. Kitsua, mahu. Kitsua, orach, etc. And then tipin. What's the din of tipin? Now, this is a Gemara Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Then we have another Gemara on Nun Tes on page 2, where the arrow is. Ibaidu Tashma Kesem Oruch Mitzdarf Tipin A Mitzdarfin. So we have a Beferish Gemara that says that Tipin are A Mitzdarfin. But and that's, you know, Tashma, Kesem Oruch Mitzdarif. If you have one Kesem that's long, it's connected, it's Mitzdarif. But Tipit Ein Mitzdarif. So the question the Rishonim were bothered by, so that we have some type of brisa of sorts, that's saying Tipit Ein Mitzdarfin. So how come the Gemara Nun Ches didn't quote that memra? Was the Gemara saying, Ibailahu? Why? Right? Just keeping. Yes or no? They just could have said, "Okay, we have a statement on Tesam Balaf that says a mitzarfin." It seems like these two gemaras are supposedly talking about the same thing, and they're ignoring each other. That's the question. So, what should we do? So the Rishonim, we'll talk about this. So let's look at the various Rishonim and see what they say on page 3. Yes, it is. Okay, so this is the Raivad and the Balei Nefesh. So the Raivad says, Hadi boy la migimara imatzal basara kesem shu kashir kishasher kashura tipin believe shitum. So what's the din in the Gemara Nun Ches? Ikal manda omar the kula. It's a sveik of the Rabbanon. It's a sveik of the Rabbanon, so you should go to Lukula. Vika, Mum da Omer Bahazli in Lukhubra. Yeah. One second. I've got the Bechol community be in Mustafin. Rech Mustafin. So the Ravid says that the Gemara Nun Ches.
is talking about that what the word in on Nun Tes says Ein Mitzdarfin is talking about a beget. In other words, the difference is whether the tipin are on her skin or on a beget. That's the difference. That's the difference. So he says that the choluk, the Gemara in Nun Tes is talking about a choluk. There we say tipin Ein Mitzdarfin. In other words, you need a shear gris for old. So tipin are not Mitzdarfin. And on the yerech, on the thigh, on the skin, so there you also need a shear gris for old, but then tipin are mitzdarfin. And that's what the Rivet says. He says, Mistabra kavase. Now, Korka Shani Rechem Michaluka, the Behedetanig of a Cholk Tipin Tifin, Amut Starfin. For Loka Maisi Rayam Minol Yerecha. Alma Shani Laben Yerecha Lachaluka. So he says, so that's the Chiluk. There's a Chiluk between the Yerech and a Begit. Because, in other words, because the Yerech is more smart, as we'll see, maybe to be Machmir. There's less of a chance that it's coming from someplace else. It's more of a chance that it's Dam Nida, it's, you know, closer to the source of the Nidas, etc. So the Yerech is Machmir. So the Raven and the Balei Nefesh says you need a shear. You need a shear of Gris V'od, whether it's on a garment or it's on a thigh. But at least by the thigh, will be more machmir to say that the tipin on mitzdarfin. That's what the Rav says in the he quotes in the Balei Nefesh. Now, let's take a look on page 1 of the regular packet.
So on 4?
Packet 4, the regular packet 4, not the first page. See, the Rambam Shita is, Rambam has a Chumrah in Sivvav, I mean in Halacha Vav. Ma ben kesem nimtzal besoro kesem nimtzal bekada. So Rambam also says there's a difference between kesem on Besara to Kesem of Begadah. Kesem and Nimsa al Besara ain't lo shear. So the Rambam says a bigger chumra than the Ravid. The Rambam says that if you have a Kesem on Besara, there's no shear. Meaning a little drop of blood on her thigh or whatever, it's going to be usher. Kesem and Nimsa al Besara ain't lo shear. So this is a different sheet because the Rambam says the kesem al basara is matame b'mashin. That's a very big chumra. It's not a gris. You see, the Ravid that we saw in the Balei Nefesh is assuming it's a gris even al basara. It's just that tipin al mitzdarfin. The Rambam obviously is not going to be able to say that pshat. Because the Rambam Shita is that on Besara you don't need to be mitzdarf. Even the Masher of Besara is metamic.
It's like the Zimitar of that is raised by Ivan and Migufa.
Yeah. Now the Ravid here on the Hasagas doesn't like that the Rambam's pshat. Of course he can't like the Rambam's pshat, because he's learning that the Gemara of tipin and mitzdarfin, you know, are they, is
is on, you know, we said before that the Tibin Tibin Ein Mitztarfin, that's on the Begad, but the other Gemara that is asking is on Besara. So what's the Shaila? What's the Shaila of Tibin Tibin Mahu, that the Ravid, the same Ravid of the Balai Nefesh here, is asking a Shaila, but is the Rambam's no Shaila? So therefore, he says, once he's assuming that that chilek is true, that well, Gemara, that the Gemara of Tipin Tipin Mahu was referring to Besara, then obviously you can't say like the Rambam Shita, because the whole hanach of the Rambam is you don't need to be mitzdarf. So what are you talking about Mahu? You're the Tamei B'mashahu even. So obviously there has to be another way of learning the sugya that the Rambam could avail himself to. Because you can't learn, you know, if you learn like the Ravid, so the Ravid's good. The Ravid is learning that Gemara, you know, that way, the chiluk between the cholok and that, and he holds as a din of what? Of gris, in every case. So the Rambam is the most machmir, and then the Ravid is the second level of the machmir, that you do need a gris, but deep and deep and on the tzarfin. Okay, so we have to see more. There has to be more here, right? There has to be more. So let's see further in the packet, in the the Torah Sabbais of the Rashba on page 5. He also, the first word in line is Vitaris, so it's the middle of the page, on page 5. Thus in Betipin Sha'al Begodim, Sha'begin Osei Lutapich, Esha Shitapich Adam and Thomas Harbe, Seru, Fima Shehu Mestadeya, Shekim Sorrow, Fima Shemrashu Lidin Siruf, In Hefesh, Bein Begodim of Sorrow, Vitanin Kan Tipin, Tipin Tanim Eim Mestatu, Vidong Yishmecha Mekiris Vel Tmeya, Vitomokum Lishom Shomim, Mahmir Absara, feel the keep it tandem in him started. So let's go further up. Let's go further up. Yeah. Take a look. Quarter of the way down, the first word on the line is Hatzarfate. So, to lean near the Hachalav B'tipim Ketanim, we in Sirik Megufa Kami Boile. He says, Tipin Tipin, the Pasha Pshat, Tipin Tipin, like we said before, the question is if it's fire. So, right, the Gemara says Tipin Tipin Ein Mitztarfin. Then we had a Gemara Tipin Tipin Mahu, right? So, we learned before the Rivan was learning, that means is it Mitztarfin or not? So then we had the two Sugyas. We said one Sugya says, see, so, but the Rashba said you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. Tipin Tipin Mahu does not mean that we're talking of Pasha Krab, we learned till now, Tipin Tipin Mahu means what?
What's
the Mitzar? Says Mitzar for that. And then the question is, what about the other Sugya that says Mefer Shem Mitzar? No, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. Look at the context of the Gemara. The Gemara was saying that certain times, if you have a certain type of shape, that shows whether it's Damnida or not. Because Damnida will fall in a certain shape. So we're talking about Tipin Tipin Mahu means they're big. The Tipin are bigger than a gris. So then what's the Shaila? They're bigger than a gris. So the question is, does the shape of Tipin Tipin show one way or another? Just like the shape of a circle or the shape of a line may indicate whether it is or not Damnida, or maybe it's Lakolas.
So that's the shayla. It was avada. The Gemara says, tipin ein mitzdarfin. So it's ein mitzdarfin. In all cases. Ein mitzdarfin. And what's the Gemara about tipin ma? Well, that's something totally different. That's sort of a big tipin. So then what do you, and it's nothing to do with tziruf. It means when the big tipin, if they fall in the tziruf tipin, what does that indicate, Megabe, whether that should be a simon that it's damnid or not? And the tipin don't, the grisim, oh, the hungry can be bothered. In tzurasa mochachas aleim, shalom migufo osu olo. The price will come up with tipin ktanim, we in tziruf. Tenel al kadi lo ayri klal b'shirik samim, and the ezer mokum v'ezer ezer dekosh lahem. Tipitim mahu, yirecha mahu, so the one sukkah is talking about shiur, one sukkah is talking about shapes. So this whole teretz, the difference between begodim and not begodim, you know, is a whole different story. You don't need to say that chiluk, because the question is, if it comes out tipin, so is that, maybe that's an indicator that it's tam nida. Because a woman could have drops of blood, and not makolos. Maybe makolos you squish it so it doesn't come tipin. So therefore, or maybe not, maybe.
So according to the Rambam, either way, no testament at all, we're talking about Vega, right? Because otherwise, there's going to be an interference with the circle.
Right.
And on the testament at all, the Torah doesn't need to be talking specifically about the Torah Golem, but it could also be speaking to Tanakh. So the question is, does the Mara look like Tanakh either?
The shape.
Right.
Right. So in other words, the Rambam sheet is that there's no din of. So what it's called with TVTA and Starfin, so that's clearly on a baguette, because you need the shear. And that other sugya, which says TVTP Mahu, like the Rashba, that you say.
Right.
It can be any TVTP then. And the question is the shape mochiach one way or another? Now, according to the Rashba, there's no two dinim. According to the Rashba, the shear is always shear kigris, on a baguette or on a. So we have. It comes out, you can have three shittas here. You can have three shittas. The Rambam sheet is there's a shear, and the shear is different than a. On the body is a mashahu, and on the beged is gris. That's the Rambam. And right, and the Ravid holds the both the both shear gris, but one we say tipin on the body is mitzdarf, and on the beged is not mitzdarf. And then the Rashba holds also that it's always Yigris V'od, but it's never been starf. It's never been starf. And then sometimes, if it's a certain shape, maybe that's indicative of that is Damnida or is not Damnida. But you always still need a shear. And it's never been starf, deepen. And if you look at the Bais Kotzer, he writes here on the bottom of page 6. Well, this is a shir kula mitzvah mamish b'mokam echad el nishim shum tipin tipin smukum zel zeh imal besorahim v'yish ben kula kigris v'od t'meyah shukul shum tzofik al besor sveikah tome avon him tzofa lukum he said tzahora shim el kigris v'od b'mokam yachad b'mokam echad. So he's saying this more like the Ravid. Right.
So how does this... Now, if you look at the Levush, just for a second... The Levush discusses the chilak between, he says on the bottom, Venerally Taima Mishim Chalukus Dinam Alulim Heim Lakinim. He came there from Mai Hisham Harbekinim. Okay. Kachal Tipim Tipim Tolim Lakinim, with my Atzma. And I'll go Bada Koizel. See, on the sheet there could be bed bugs, so you could squish the bed bugs. But on the basara, it's not likely that it's. So therefore, it says. Chalukah was dinim malulim heim lakinim mishad derech l'mayach harbekinim. Okay, chal tipa tolim. So each tipa is a separate thing. Maybe it was a separate kina. Well, guf, but the guf is not, the kinim are usually not on the guf, right? The bed bugs stay on the sheets, not on the person. Well, guf bodukah yitzel harbim. You can have one kina on the goof, but to have many kinas on the goof, that's probably not the case. So therefore, so you're not tola, and you assume that it's damnida. So that's why there's a svar to say that on the goof is going to be damnida. If it's tipin, most probably you're not going to have several kinim on the goof. So therefore. So therefore, it's mitzar from the goof for that reason, because it's probably like the Ravid that Avram just said. So because why we mitzar from the goof? Because on the goof, if you have many, so probably it was all damnida. In contrast to. And it's not separate kinim. It's not shkiach. So that's how he explains it.
It's not
mitzvah from the goof. No, the rive it is mitzvah from the goof.
Right. It is.
He's just explaining. Why it's with styrofoam on the goof and not on the for the baggage. Mm-hmm. Second. Can I have the put the shulchan aruch here? Is the shulchan aruch? Let's just check it. I just want you to see the shulchan aruch. Is the shulchan aruch in any of these packets or? Yeah. Not in any of these packets. What? Page 13? In which? In the packet or the supplement? The packet, page 13, let's see. Okay, so let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, let's look at page 12 and then page 13. So says the Shulchan Aruch had to be the Shira, Baby Kesem Nitzal Chalukah, Baby Kesem Nitzal Basara. So the Shulchan Aruch, the first day of the Mechaber, says you always need a Shira. That's the Rashba that we saw. You always need a Shira.
V'yesh omrim shul omru ala kesev nimtza al chaluka. Avol kesev nimtza al besarim b'vad v'komet shal choshim eilo shir. So that's the Rambam shita, that there's a chiluk between the guf and the begin. So the Shach, you look at the Shach in Sifkat Yud, Abach Sof Sif Yud Beis, Pasuk Yesh Omrim, Dol Kaman, that is Machmir or Besar. If he is not the Eimah Kol Klal, the Bashas have been Dol Movik Ritzu Mashu Ker Rambam. Kitiv Shemayir Hasam Al Besar Sofik Tomer Al Chaluk Sofik Tor Al Chaluk Namik Kesemarach Mitzdarf Kedisa. Okay, Nira Dasara, etc. So he says the Shach says you should be machmir, even though the simple pshat in the mechaber is what it's a stam v'yesh omrim, right? The first halacha he brings is a stam. He doesn't, right? And then the second halacha he says v'yesh omrim. So the pasuk pshat in the mechaber he's paskening the kula, like the Rashba. That's the pasuk pshat in the mechaber against the right. That's the simple pshat here in the mechaber is pasuk l'kula is the shach's going mechumah. And then on page 13 it says ein mekesem v'lochem mechem tigrus v'od afal pishei sham tibin harbe smuchim zal zeh. So what's the din that so the first day in the Shulchan Aruch is what? That you're not mitzdarf, right? As you mitzdarf, Yishlam Yosef Igris Tahorish. I told him called Tibi the Bikina. V'yesh Omrim the Hani Mila Shadim Tzu Al Chaluka. V'al Nutsu Masara mitzdarf from the Igris V'od. So that's the Ravid Shita. So now he's having another stam v'yesh omrim, but l'chora the stam always comes out makula. The first stam was to say that you need a shir gris v'od bein on the beged bein on the basar, and the second stam it says that tibin tibin arm and star v'fim in all cases. And then the Yesh Omrim is quoting that chumrah of the Ravid, that when it's tipin, it's mitzdarfin on the basar.
Both
say it's
in the first
day. Right. Now the Shah quotes the Mavush here in page 13. So you've got Yigim because of Kazav Linear, the fields for Rishon is Lael. He wants to even say this idea that even according to the Svar Rishon that you always need you always have a shear. But in the end of the day, that's what the Lush is, but then the Shachs are literally Dachlo Svar Rishona, that you need the Shear. Well, Svar Achrona, that you don't need a Shear, so then Blitzir is Tmeya. But at the end of the day, if you're a Mechaber person, you know, you want to know what the Mechaber Paskin, so the Pasha says he Paskin Makula. He Paskin Makula that you need a Shear, both on the Begin and on the and the chaluka, and then he paskin that it's never mitzdarf. There are, you know, a lot of people, you know, kitzes svarim that, you know, quote the mechumra here, like the Shach was saying that like the Rambam shita, but in terms of the mechaber.
Doesn't
that the Mechaber's being more
makeo than any of the three opinions
of
the
Sanhedrin? You think like the Rashba? think Rabbi Sokolovsky said, Rabbi Ulik said, and Rabbi Abadi here on page 9 as well, he writes a sheet of the nickel, and then in the Shia Zayn Tzach, Shia Kesem, Kodesh, Mokum, Echel, Fili, Mukav, right, it says it doesn't have to be in one place, it can be Nimshach, but then it has to be contiguous. So Rabbi Mari Pasch is like the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch, that you always need a shear, and the shear has to be contiguous, and if they're tipin, then I'm a tsarf, which is the Mechaber, which is the Pashtus in the Mechaber. And others are Machmir, but and then he writes, "Many minutes are begadav and a gufa. We have kesef b'tipa ova harme atcheimim beradvin also hayakashir. What if the tipa is a little bit heavy? But if you press it down, maybe it would spread out more than the shear. Because of our shochel attire, u'midrabanan shomim b'lahakel." Yeah, it's Ksamim, it's only the Rabbanim. So,
so
the underwear, it's a Vibah, so whatever you find on the underwear is really what's going to be on the skin. If you say, you would say that it's like a kinua.
Isn't that the core of the that it's when you find where you find it?
Right. Ravadia holds right. That's where you find it is how you define it. That was the discussion whether a kinuach is considered a kesem or not. So the Heshev HaEifod said it's not a kesem on Edom Kamal Tuma because you took it from the skin. You took it from the basar. So that's what Heshev HaEifod said. So therefore, you can't treat it. You can't give it the coolers of Edom Kamal Tuma. And it's Father Migufa. And Rav Yosef says, no, but the Maitre, you didn't see it there, so you found it now on the tissue, so that it's called Kesem.
Even for the Heshev HaEifod, you equate to assume that it came from the Kesem, that it came from the Basar, if you don't really believe that, you see it on the underwear.
Well, he's talking about a kinuach. He's talking about a kinuach.
Right.
Same. Right. So this, I think, everyone would agree. You find it on the begotten, so it's the kesem of the begotten. You weren't mekaneach.
If
So the Rama, like Israel said, would learn like.
The one
that's
tipin
mahu, that's referring to does the shape indicate like the Rashba? Does
okay.
The shape?
And
that
means what?
Obviously it means that there's a shear. So where's the shear according to the Rambam? Only on the beggar. Right. So, but the shach was the shach here on page 12 quotes the Bach and says Also, K.A. Schomburg. So, if you pay Tosky, Schomburg will come on Tifches. So, we made a chilek between Besara and Begadeha. The feeling is that he likes flowers. So, his Rashba, so he likes that Pesach. Shach. So that's why a lot of this farm they have the Kubrashita. But everybody has passes like the Machaber Kipshuto. So that there's room to be made, to always be done on to have a shear of gris on its own. So you have to have gris on the in one space. One place has to be a gris. And we're not starved from other places. There's going to be a separate discussion we're going to have in the future of what if you have one kesem and it has different colors in the kesem. Say, part of the kesem is red and part of the kesem is yellow, part of the kesem is brown. So it's contiguous, but it's not all red that's contiguous. So that's going to be also a discussion. You know, the body's making of that as well, that it has to be a contiguous shear of red. But if it is red, and then the red stops, and then it's like a mutter color, and then the red continues after that, then it would be mutter if you didn't have a shear of red in one place, even though you have a contiguous kesem.
What's the score for the Shulchan that hasn't spread out yet? It could spread beyond the gris. Yeah, it could spread beyond the gris, but the volume would allow for the good. Right. It could be the Kach Tiktuv.
But you could say it the other way. Yeah, I mean, it's going to the Rosh Hashanah. It's Makel, because, and Rabbani said, it's Rabbanan, so, even though you could say the Svar, obviously, the opposite way.
So, but if it wasn't squished, then it would have been a little bead.
Yeah. Then let's see. One more thing I wanted to show you. Let's see if we have it here, this bag about the black heater. Let's see if there's okay. What? No, the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see if it's going to be a supplemental section. Yeah, okay. Let's see the future. Okay, so this is another pay now to start the new packet that we'll start the Inyan of Tzedonim on Wednesday, Mr. Shem. But this is the. There's a raven about if you have a black kesem. So maybe that can't come from makola. So then you have to be machmer even on less than a gris. So.
Is the
double
kesem black?
Yes. So. But. Which one?
Maybe on page
14. 14, 1 second.
In the regular?
1 second. Yeah. Yeah. This is the right of the other, page 14. Hadira Hamisha Abhisha Elam Amal Litlos, Tolam Gris Mimakolis, Veda Tolam Ba Elam Kesem Odom. This is the famous raven. That if you have a kesem odom that's less than a gris, so then you say it's a makolos. But what if the kesem is not odom? It's black. So that's still one of the bad colors. But then we assume that the makolos doesn't produce black. It only produces red. So then you, and if there's a black kesem, So then we're going to be machmir, even less than a gris on the kesem shochor. And this raven is quoted in Rabbi Akiva Eger, I believe, in Shulchan Aruch. What page? Yeah. From number 10, what page?
From the end of the supplement.
Yeah, the end of the supplement is a story from the Deborah Tina, right?
We also spoke from the top about what if you have black above.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's this halacha. So it all starts with the right one, page 12 of the supplement. Masha kilu b'kesem pochas b'giris, ha'yidu dafka b'mare odom, she'yidu lotu makolos, ha'yidu kesem shochor, t'meya pochas b'giris, she'yidu lotu da makolos. And that's the Ravid. So the Ravid says this Kumra that when it comes to a black kesem, we're going to be machmer even pachas b'gris because the makolos is not going to be that color. So then it's obviously it's not a makolos. So then obviously it's damnida. And then he has the story from the Deborah Tzina Rav on page 15. Shamati me'agoyin, abezdim mi'deber tzin, he'apabek be'kayitz, Bahari, New York. He was in the mountains in the summer with the puparav. U'tolos togar ha'gon abezdim gemara. So the puparav closed his gemara after the shir. And he closed it on a cockroach. And a black cockroach. So when he opened his Gemara the next day, he saw a black stain in his Gemara. Omar, and he said, "In hashta yatia b'horim," from now on, if a woman has a black stain in the mountains, so he's going to be mako that she could have the shear of kigris. Because you see that you could have, it's from the cockroach, and it was a black stain. So you see, we do have black stains, the cockroaches and the mountains. So therefore, from then on, he was making on the mountain. Yosef is rabbi dechlal hechmir shelo latir kesef shochar. He wouldn't be matir kesef shochar because kesef shochar even less than a gris is also. That's the right. El mokum shemotzer the efshel lemayich poloi but pishpish shar rabbis shadom shochar hitir kedas shulim. Yeah, that was the story with the cockroach. He was a big poisek that Puparov. I think Rav Gubra told me he was also a person that lost his family in the, you know, like the Kloisenberger and others. Rav Gubra told me the Puparov was a Masada Kedushin at his chasana. Rav Tzidr learned by the Puparov also. It was a big Mor Harah. Big Mor Harah.
Cockroach is a bigger, would that give you a bigger shear for Kliya? The cockroach would be quite large.
Yeah.
Would that give you able to put a larger...
Yeah. Okay. He says here from Rabbi Bluth. You know Rabbi Bluth?
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Bluth is one of
Kensington,
right? Second Street. Formerly from?
The Talmud of Rav Moshe.
Rabbi, formerly, before Kensington? Say it. He was the rabbi in the Aguda before Rabbi Sachs. Rabbi Bluth. So he calls from Rav Moshe here on page 15 in the supplement that Rav Moshe was machmir on tipin the kesem al basara. Okay, but that's not my basara for Rav Abadi to be makel on tipin in all cases like the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so these shilas come up. So. But especially by Ksamim, you know, like everybody said, Ksamim is all the Rabbanans. So all the Rabbanans is a lot as far as to be Mako, that you need the Shear, that you need the Mokum Echad, and etc. Okay, so Bez Hashem on Wednesday, Mesiyat Nishmai, we'll continue the night. We'll, yeah, so even though we gave out the new packet now, but I didn't, you know, wasn't trying to get to today. So, but you have to just know that in different shitas, so the Rambam shita, and the Raivit shita, and the Rashba shita, put it all together, and the different permutations of how it all comes out. Okay, so yeah.